You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shaul and David HaMelech, he appointed Shaul and David HaMelech Alav Shalom as a king. So now, Gemara brings that at the age of less than 3 years old, there's an incident that took place with Eliyah Kohen, Alav Shalom, that he informed Eliyah Kohen about the halakha. You know the story, what happened? What do you know? What happened exactly?
He was sleeping.
You know what happened?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Eliyah Kohen, Alav Shalom, was looking for a Kohen to do Shechita. So now, Shmuel HaNavi told him, no, anybody can do it. Doesn't need to be the Kohen. And he was right. So we're talking about a boy less than 3 years old. So now, this matter is a very delicate point in halakha. It's called, if you designate they call it fotva, assign a halakha, it's called more halakha lifnei rabo. So, Eliyah Kohen, it was the Kohen Gadol, and also it was the authority. So you're talking about the boy, you know, less than 3 years old. So now he wanted to really punish him. So Hana, Allah Shalom, says, what did she say? Ah, Chazak Baruch. So now you know the song. So the Pasuk brings in Navi that she said, don't you remember? You know the story that she was praying with Palelet. And then he thought that she's a drunken lady. So she said, no, please. Al hana razeh itpalalti. So what did she mean? So she could have just said, no, please, have mercy. No, he's just a little boy. Forgive him. So, but she said, al hana razeh itpalalti. What did she mean? But again, she could have just stated in a different way.
Okay, I mean, it came out through us and Hashem.
Huh? Right. Beautiful. So now, I mean, that's just a very interesting thing. So, and he told her, yes, I know that I gave you the bracha because he was suspicious of her. So the halacha is, anytime that, God forbid, you have suspicious on somebody, and you know you're wrong, you have to give him a blessing. So that's what he did. So now Eliyah Kohen is telling Hana, don't worry, you know, I'll take care of him, and I give you another blessing, so you have another good boy. So she says, no, Al-Hanar Hazeh, this one, I want this one. I know you can't give me a blessing, but she waited 19 and a half years to have a child. You know what it is? 20 years she waited. So now, that's one point the Midrash brings. The other point here is that when it says, Al Hanar Hazeh Hitpalalti, she meant, this is not just a kid that, you know, came about, no, normally. She meant, if they give you something from Shemayim through your tefillah, you can never take it away. Did you hear me?
Loud and clear.
You know what that is? So that means if it just comes, right? So then it's risky. Maybe you have it, maybe you don't have it. And let's say a customer comes, writes you a check, you know, just say a small transaction, like $10,000.
Some?
That's small, right? On Sunday,
no, for Sunday it's okay. But if you meet Palet, you pray to Moshe Shalom, you know, please, you source of the Parnassah, give him the Parnassah, and then Hashem sends you a nice check, $100,000.
Amen.
It can never be taken away. So now here, the question is, Is it better to just come automatically or comes late and you pray for it to come?
Come automatically.
Anybody here?
You don't want to answer that question.
Huh? Exactly, Hazakabaro. So now that's what we learned today. He Allah Shem is teaching us that when she waited and waited and waited, and finally she had this special, very holy child, so she says, Al Hanar Hazehit Palarti. Don't think and I just came. And she's saying, Eliyahu Kohen Gadol. So no, when they gave me something from Shomayim through my tefillah, it can never be taken away. You know what that is? Yeah, so that means Yehudi should never, Chas v'Shalom, give up to litpalel. Why? Because life insurance, it can never be taken away. It's always yours. This is your health, it's your family, it's your belonging. When you receive it through tefillah, that's it. Mohromum. That's it. It's yours. Nobody can take it away. It's worth it. You wait a little bit, you know, maybe it's a little difficulty, but you have it for Lord Meir.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.